Benson, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, a new generation of leader is a running in Congressional District 1 trying to unseat Dina Titus, and we've got to get rid of Dina Titus. There's no two ways about it. But joining us in just a couple of minutes, Morgan Schulte, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He has been a political consultant in Nevada since 2016. He has worked closely with Power to Parent and a lot of other organizations. Now, like so many people, they're stepping out. And they're saying, you know, I've been behind the scenes. It's time for me to step up and run for office. I think that's great. And as I said many, many times on this program, we are going to be, over the course of the next few months, vetting a lot of these candidates to find out who is best. And who is the one that can lead us. We'll talk with Morgan Schulte coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The UN Migration Agency estimates that nearly 6.5 million people have now been displaced inside Ukraine, on top of the 3.2 million refugees who've already fled the country. Meanwhile, Kiev continues to endure shelling from Russian forces. Former heavyweight boxing champion and now mayor of Kiev, Vitaly Klitschko, says residents are prepared to risk their lives to save Ukraine.
People want to fight. And every day, the civilian asks me, please, mayor, we need the weapons. We're ready to defend our families, our houses, and our city.
French President Emmanuel Macron asked Russian President Putin to lift the siege of Mariupol, allow humanitarian access, and order an immediate ceasefire. Macron spoke with the Russian leader on the phone for 70 minutes Friday. Drug maker Moderna has asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize a fourth shot of its COVID-19 vaccine as a booster dose for all adults. Jason Schwartz, who's with the Yale School of Public Health, says the data are mixed about the need to get a second booster shot.
I think the question will become how well the FDA thinks the existing vaccine series prevents severe outcomes versus all infections, and whether to continue to boost will be a strategy to use as we go forward. But the evidence is very much, I think, unclear.
The request Thursday is broader than rival pharmaceutical company Pfizer's request earlier this week for the regulator to approve a booster shot for all seniors. Moderna says its request for approval for all adults was made to provide flexibility to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. On Wall Street, the Dow by 273 points, the NASDAQ rose 279, the S&P advanced 51, and oil up to $104.70 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy term.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, she changed her mind. Las Vegas City Councilwoman Michelle Fiore is not running for governor. She's filed to run for state treasurer instead. Fiore said she made that decision to switch races in the last few days, adding that her business background will serve her well in her run for the state treasurer. In switching, Fiore faces a smaller field of opponents, with just one other Republican filing for the state treasurer's post. There are 15 GOP members in the primary race for governor. Democratic incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak is also seeking re-election. Well, on Live and Local, Kevin spoke with Michelle earlier. We'll rebroadcast that in just about a half hour or so if you did miss it. Day one of the NCAA basketball tournament was a good one for Las Vegas sportsbooks, which were big winners when the 15th seed St. Peter's upset number 2 Kentucky. The Peacocks' upset win in overtime was a bracket buster, and it killed countless moneyline parlays. The books also did well when number 1 overall seed Gonzaga failed to cover its 22.5-point spread, and its 93-72 win over Georgia State.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, for Friday afternoon, not too bad right now. A little early for the rush hour, but we're seeing some moderate volumes through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You're averaging about 55 miles per hour through there. Lane restrictions continue on the 515 downtown, both directions, between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We've been saying for a long time that we need more people to step forward, people that maybe have volunteered in political campaigns. They have been behind the scenes. We need more people to step out and actually enter the arena. So it is with a 28-year-old Republican. His name is Morgan Schulte and joins us. Morgan is running for Congress in CD1. Morgan, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Wall. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been an avid listener of your show over the last 7 years, and it's wonderful to finally come on.
And by the way, it's Kevin. When you've listened for 7 years, you go from Mr. Wall to Kevin, please.
Well, I grew up from a family of horse trainers, and if I don't address people formally, my father would be very, very disappointed.
I understand that. Morgan, tell me, you've been behind the scenes. You've done a lot of stuff. I mean, your resume is very, very impressive. And the fact that you're the father of two boys, you've got a vested interest in our future. And at the age of 28, entering this race, going against Dina Titus, an established Democrat, why did you enter the race? What was a motivating factor?
Sure. Well, frankly, there's a plethora of variables I considered when doing this. Initially, the bug was planted in my ear when I was asked to run. I won't name names, but by some influential folks in our party here. And, you know, they planted it, and I thought about this and considered it, and I talked with my family, and after long deliberation, I mean, we came to the conclusion that I think I will be our party's best asset for the general. That was one reason, but, you know, when I look at it and I feel the emotions that I've experienced, you know, the Democratic Party is frankly destroying America, one family, one job, one business, one industry at a time. I mean, it's the proof is in the pudding. It's not a secret anymore. And so something has to be done, and we have to hold politicians like Dina Titus accountable for what's going on.
You've been traversing CD1 since you announced, I believe, back on February 10th. I got to ask you, what are you hearing from voters? What are the issues that are resonating with them?
Sure. Well, initially, you know, it was education seemed to be the biggest, most prevalent issue, especially with, you know, Clark County School District being the fifth largest in the country and being ranked at the bottom of the barrel. I mean, it depends on what source you're looking at, but I think the best I've seen us ranked is 47. So that was a big issue. And then, you know, masking of our children, it's proven that, you know, masking inhibits a children's ability to learn because it takes the emotion out of the classroom, and it's terrible for social skills. And so, you know, kids being stuck at home, that was a very, very big issue. But now I mean, with inflation coming in very, very strongly, that is slowly becoming a big issue. I mean, for me personally, it's a big issue. I've got two boys, you know, they're in preschool, and then Becca's in real estate. So, you know, we're both extremely busy, and we're both driving all the time, and gas is just hammering us in every way. So, I mean, that's a really, really big issue. And frankly, it's an issue that doesn't have to be an issue. And it's really silly that we're not addressing these issues and this administration isn't doing something to make a change, because there is a pathway to change, and there is a pathway to having a strong America, an America that we were founded on, America that we had 2 years ago. So, you know, I would say those are kind of the overarching issues right now.
Again, Morgan Schulte joining us, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. Tell me how redistricting has changed CD1. Is it vastly different than what Dina Titus won on 2 years ago?
Oh, my goodness, yes. That was a big factor in getting involved in this race, frankly. I wouldn't have gotten my name on the line here unless it was something I knew I could win. And they completely redistricted it. The DCCC is probably going to try and double down on Susie Lee and Horsford, and it's almost like they're looking at Dina Titus as expendable. The NRCC just released an article where Dina was on the record, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said, "They totally effed me. Now we're all going to lose." And, you know, we've got Henderson, Boulder City, and Sun City Anthem all in the district, which makes this race not only a potential flip, which is going to be targeted in the general and probably a very expensive race, but it's also really important that we get somebody in there that knows what they're doing and can run a grassroots program and get young people involved and knock doors, because turnout with those three districts I just named is going to be exceedingly important for our statewide races.
What is it that sets you apart? When you get into a race, there are other people, obviously, in the primary. Can you talk a little bit about why you, what is it that makes you different from the others?
Sure. Well, I think the face value thing that people are going to notice is my age, right? I'm 28 years old. I'm young, youthful, have a lot of energy. And, you know, we're kind of trying to brand this as this is the future. You know, this is the party. Where are we headed? What are we going to be doing? How are we going to get the next generation involved? And I don't think any of the other candidates are going to have that asset. And the other asset that I think I bring to the table that really separates me is my experience. You know, professionally, the last 7 years, I've been involved in campaigns and I've learned how campaigns work. So my money is going to go further. You know, I'm going to have more young folks involved. And I think that those are the two big things that folks are going to notice. You know, when they see me out there with a bunch of student interns knocking doors, I think that's going to turn some heads.
I want to ask you about a couple of issues that will come up in the campaign. And, of course, obviously, Biden inflation is one of them. We're seeing it everywhere. We're seeing it at the grocery store. We're seeing it everywhere. How do we fix the Biden inflation?
Well, I think one of the first steps we need to take is to become more dependent, because a lot of this inflation currently is coming from fuel prices. You know, economy and ecosystem, it's a similar structure. When you mess up an ecosystem, the whole thing's affected, right? The whole bee theory, right? So same thing with gas prices. We're really hurting at the fuel pump, and so it's causing prices to be an issue everywhere. But the other thing that people aren't really talking about is, you know, we might lose the petrodollar. Saudi Arabia is talking about getting away from that. You know, Russia's talking about a gold standard. There's all these other things that affect the global economy, and that could be an issue, and inflation could be going up even more. So I think we need to focus on balancing the budget, getting spending under control, and that's all Congress. You know, that's something that I will actually be able to influence when I go up there. And, you know, we just got to get our spending under control. It's not rocket science. You got to have a balanced budget. There's no reason to continue printing money and going in debt.
Can you talk about, and I'll give you as much time as you need, to give a quick bio on yourself and your family and your kids, and how you came to this point of running for public office?
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Lexington, Kentucky. Come from a family of horse trainers. I would be a fourth-generation horseman if I didn't get involved in politics. And I got involved with Rand Paul back in the day, and I got involved with a couple big packs in D.C., and they sent me out here to work on Danny Tarkanian's race in 2016. And fortunately, he endorsed me out the gate, and I also need to mention that I was the first one in this race to get endorsed by an incumbent member of Congress. But, you know, I ran his race. I did a really wonderful job, and I've been doing races here in Nevada since and across the country, ballot initiatives. I worked with Power to Parent last cycle. We took him to CPAC and got him an exhibitor package. And, you know, I've just been a passionate activist. And I keep seeing all these candidates come out of the woodwork. And it's just like, I just feel like we could be doing so much of a better job on the campaign side. Because when it comes to Republicans, generally speaking, we all believe in American values. We're all on the same page for the most part. So the thing that I think our party's missing is the right type of campaigning and the right type of focus. And, you know, we need to quit neglecting the door and things like that. And so that kind of pushed me into doing this because I was like, look, I've got the same values that everybody has for the most part, right? And I'm definitely going to be convicted, especially with my roots, you know, where I come from. I mean, in my father's business, people still do business with a handshake. So, I mean, integrity is definitely a big thing, but I think we need to have somebody that knows how to campaign well and knows how to get young folks involved and is going to focus on tackling these debt issues. And with the endorsements I have, I mean, I think that speaks true to where I'm going to be philosophically on the issues, and it should give a little credence and confidence to my campaign style. And, you know, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you on a totally different level. What is it like having to go out and raise money? You got to raise a lot of money to run for Congress. What is it like? I call it dialing for dollars. But tell me what it's like for you.
It is dialing for dollars. You know, there's a love-hate relationship for me. So I really enjoy talking to folks and talking about the issues. And a lot of these donors are very smart people. You know, you're talking to big doctors and business owners, and you're getting such a wide perspective on what's really going on. You know, most candidates will complain and say it's terrible. I don't mind it. When you get down to the nitty gritty and you ask them for money, it's a little uncomfortable, of course, but you know, when you have a big vision and a big goal and you really want to make a change and you really care about this, it makes the ask a lot easier. And things are going really well for us, and I couldn't be happier.
Let me ask you in our final minute, tell me how people can help you. How can my listeners reach out to you, and what is it you need at this point?
Well, obviously, first and foremost is volunteers and manpower, and get involved in your local community. I mean, we're doing a good job with fundraising, but if you guys can chip in, that would help tremendously. But I think the most important thing is that we get involved in our communities and we educate people on the issues and we make sure they're making educated decisions. You know, my campaign, I feel really strong about our grassroots. I feel really strong about that. So the thing I'd like to tell people to do is just get involved in your community and get out there and volunteer and, you know, be an active member. And the thing I want to make clear, too, is our party needs to be united. So whether I win or somebody else wins, we all need to support the person who gets the nomination, and we all need to be on the same page because it's not about one candidate. It's about winning this race and getting the right person in there with good values and getting our country back on track. And so hopefully, you know, after this primary is done, everybody can get together maybe with a breakfast or something, and we can all get on the same page and support each other.
I think that's a great idea. Where can folks find you?
MorganSchulte.com, pretty plain and simple, and they can go there, watch my announcement video, check out my endorsements. Our issues page will be up in the next 3 days. It's a lot of work, and I'm very particular about that, being a very philosophical person. So we've been working pretty diligently on that, providing sources and stuff. And, yeah, just go on there. You can donate. You can volunteer, and I would love all the help you guys decide to give.
Morgan, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. I know you're busy crisscrossing CD1. Thank you so much, my friend. We will talk again soon, I promise.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
There you go. Morgan Schulte, a GOP candidate for Congress in CD1, wants to unseat Dina Titus. We've got to get rid of her. We've got to get rid of her. And I'll just tell you, right now, today, Dina Titus thinks she's gotten screwed by the Democrat Party, the DNC, and redistricting. And you know what? She might be right. And if that's the case, then we've got to have the best candidates out there running against some of these people who, due to redistricting, may be more vulnerable. We'll talk about that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants, especially now at tournament time? Trust me, I know just what you're talking about. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family to repeat what they had said just seconds ago. It drove me crazy. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing that Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
The world's greatest COVID experts, the ones who got it right, are coming to Las Vegas to share their personal stories on March 26th at the Ahern Hotel. I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'll be host and moderator of this groundbreaking Las Vegas COVID Summit. Dr. Peter McCullough, the foremost expert on vaccines. Dr. Li Mengyan, the whistleblower from Hong Kong who exposed COVID as a bioweapon sent by China. And Dr. Fred Simon, a brilliant Nevada MD and a candidate for governor of Nevada. Just go to LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com to buy your ticket. That's LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host. Just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up bottom of the hour, why did Michelle Fiore leave the race for governor and join the race for state treasurer? We'll find out from Michelle in her own words. That's all coming up in our next half hour. Gentleman Jim Dallas, this is, he's like a pig in slop, man. I mean, he loves being able to watch like three games simultaneously, which is what we got going with the NCAA tournament, March Madness. And yesterday there were upsets. Today it looks like the favorites are taking care of business.
Yeah, the favorites are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that's winning. Ohio State, the 7th seed, beat Loyola earlier today, 7 over a 10, 54-41 there. Auburn, a 2 seed, beating Jackson State. Purdue over Yale, that's a 3 against a 14. Texas Tech, another 3 against a 14 over Montana State. So, yeah, the winners are coming in. Villanova, a 2 over a 15. And it's still going right now, about a minute 20 left. Miami of Florida, a number 10 seed, is leading a 7 seed, USC, 61-58. But that's only...